So what I did was grab a paragraph from a published thesis, and I was going to have us briefly look at this. Okay, we looked at a published scholarly piece as an introduction, but I wanted us to look at a student piece that was passed at SIUE recently. So for this particular piece, let's look at how it does some of that work, establishing need. So if we just glance at it, where does it use citations? I mean, just quickly looking at this example.
The second sentence.
Yeah. Does it have a lot of citations in this introduction? It does not, right? So, and in fact, if you look closely, we have one particular source is driving those initial claims. Now, with the thesis, shouldn't we be drawing on lots of sources? Why do we think that this writer is only drawing on one source in this introduction? How is that helping this writer set the stage, establishing the topic?
It's defining. I mean, it's providing a definition or a way to contextualize why this is an issue or the importance of the topic.
Yes, and in this case, we're drawing on Pinker, who in linguistics would be a well-known figure, too, right?